The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
We have to get right down to it. We have a situation.
We've got here. A case we need to solve.
When all three of us came into work, we're the first ones here by a long shot. We're the only people in this entire building, not just our suite, yet outside the door, the main door into the building was food. DoorDash food. I investigated this, brought the food. It's right here.
Oh. Okay, you brought the food. Okay.
It's from Mod Pizza.
Okay.
Two pizzas.
Okay.
And a bag filled with other items.
Okay.
And also, I'm just realizing bugs.
Ew. Really?
We should probably get it out of here as soon as possible. Here is the receipt. It's two. Both of them have cauliflower crust.
Ew.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. One is a pizza. One is one large cheesy garlic bread. So this was, is this for one person?
Wow, he eats like me.
How do you know it's a he?
Because the order name is on here. Brian P. Somebody works here, maybe, or maybe they don't, named Brian P. And this delivery was at 8 p.m. last night, almost 8 p.m. Now, nobody's here at 8 p.m.
Well, I mean, people could be.
I don't think they
are. There's a mortgage company in this building, so
at
maybe...
Maybe people work late.
They close at like 5 or something.
Now, here's the really mysterious part. Inside of the bag, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of something called a no-name cake, and then some ranches.
A no-name cake?
Yeah, that's one of these. You want to open it? It looks like it looks like a disc of of explosives.
Is it like a dessert?
Yeah.
No, what a strange no name cake.
Okay. What does it look like?
It
is
looks
there bugs. I'm not eating that.
Nobody's eating any of this, Kevin.
Kevin, it's been sitting outside.
I didn't know. Why would we bring it in
it
then?
It looks like so it's like a cake. It's about the size of a hockey puck, and on the inside it has like some sort of white cream.
Okay, so it's like
and the outside's kind of hard.
Okay, so like kind of like a giant ho-ho.
Yes.
Okay. Brian P wanted 6 of them. Okay, now let's not food shame Brian P, okay?
Okay.
Let's instead talk about the DoorDash driver. Let's talk about how this happened.
Okay.
How was food just left here?
So I'm going to tell you exactly how it happened, and I'm going to solve the mystery, and you guys aren't going to like it.
Okay.
Brian P. meant to have this delivered to his house, but the last time he got something DoorDashed, it was at work, and he didn't change the address on his DoorDash. So the DoorDash driver, who couldn't get into the building at 8 o'clock because the doors automatically lock, just goes, okay, I guess it says on the instructions, leave at front door. So that's what he did. Then Brian P. and probably his family were like, where are my no-name cakes? And the kids were like, Dad, Dad, where's my Brian P., Brian P., which is what they call the dad, which is weird. We wanted our no-name cakes for our dinner. And he said, you had to eat the pizza first. And they said, well, now we get to eat nothing.
Well, that's a sad
story. Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to eat this now.
No.
But what happens in a situation like that? You guys use DoorDash more than I do. Do you get your money back? Probably not.
No. I've had stuff that I thought was being delivered to work delivered to my house. Like, I've had the opposite thing happen.
Yeah.
And it just gets dropped off at your house.
So do we put this food back outside for Brian P?
I mean, I don't think he's going to want it.
Do we bring it inside and leave it in the lobby? Because we have a lobby here.
We'll
just have it sitting on a little chair.
It feels like... Well,
or do
no.
we call Brian P?
Do we have his number?
Yes.
We definitely call Brian.
Yes, call him.
Call him now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, tell him he forgot his pizza.
All right. I mean, I'm a little nervous about calling him. It's early in the morning. We don't know what kind of lifestyle Brian P has.
Well, I guess we do. He's got a family. We know that much.
No, you gave him that.
I'm nervous.
I do want to know why you ordered so many cakes.
Thank you for calling DoorDash support. Are you calling as a Dasher?
Ew.
That's not Brian P's number.
It says customer's number, and then that was the number I dialed.
Okay, well.
You can understand the misunderstanding there.
I understand the mistake.
Jeez Louise, everybody just back off. I'm trying to help Brian P, father of five. Father of five no-name cakes. Poor kids didn't have their dinner ho-hos.
I do want to know, like, so did he just reorder it?
I don't know. Is that what you do? You buy
you
stuff
reorder
twice?
Reorder it?
If it's what I was going to feed my family for dinner, oh. What choice do you have?
Go get it.
Oh, you don't know where Brian P. lives.
I don't, but I know where you live, and you don't live that far from here.
Well, okay, yeah. If it were me, I'd probably, well, I'd tell my husband, but.
All right, well, listen, we tried to help you, Brian P. I hope you're listening. I'm sure you are. Your food will be waiting for you in the lobby. It's a little stale, and we need to get it out of here ASAP. It's covered in bugs.